WSVT 889 Alpha monitoring.
The Alpha 889 base.
Go ahead, base.
Sent you a couple of emails here earlier. Two killer recipes I found, I mean, they look just completely awesome. Might want to look at them.
I'll check those out after I take a shower tonight.
I know you're in the garage working. Looking good.
Well, thank you. It's taking a little longer than expected, but I'm just making sure to cross all my T's and dot all my I's.
I hear that. Yeah, especially when it comes to electrical. You'll want to do that. Yep, definitely.
But at least, I guess technically now, half of the garage is insulated in the walls, if we're including the cold storage.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, I was wondering if it was insulating. I didn't see any pictures of insulation, but I saw the board going up over the walls after you got the electrical ran. So, yeah, I was kind of wondering. I'll have to get over there and check it out one of these days.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of insulation that I'm reusing, and so everything's getting insulated.
Well, that's a good thing. That's going to help out winter and summer.
Exactly. And heck, with the way it's going, I might end up with a few extra sheets of this, I guess, chalkboard, press board stuff that's 5x8.
What is it?
It's a 1/4-inch thick, like, press board, but it's, like, the same material as chalkboard. I got 28 sheets of it at 5x8 for free.
Chalkboard is normally, like, slate. Well, back in the old days, anyway, I'm not sure what they use nowadays. I would imagine it's a board with some sort of slate coating for the chalk. But that's what they used to use in the old days. All the schools we've tore down, yeah, they were all slate, like 1/8 of an inch to 1/4-inch slate mounted to the wall.
Yeah, it's just a really dense press board.
Yeah, maybe they put some sort of powdered slate over it or something, because slate is what makes it erasable. So, yeah, who knows? Yeah, that's still cool. Yeah, I saw the pictures you sent me, so, yeah, it's looking good.
I still got a lot to do, though, so... wish me luck. I got to get a bunch of stuff done and get the long wall done by this weekend so I can clear out some space for my mom and hopefully have time to turn what used to be the doors back into doors.
Yeah, that's another thing I forgot to tell you also is Sunday we are headed to the City of Rogue. We got to pick up the second 20-foot by 50-foot greenhouse. We got one of them back, and we got a storage shed that we broke down, and we got it back. And this Sunday, this Sunday probably about 10 o'clock, we're going to be headed to the City of Rogue River. And from some friends, we're picking up the second 20-foot by 50-foot greenhouse, and so we'll be gone pretty much all day Sunday. we'll probably get back. I would estimate from the last greenhouse we tore down and brought back, I would say we'll probably be back about maybe 6 o'clock, somewhere in the vicinity, and we're going to leave at 10 in the morning.
Okay, maybe I'll stop by tomorrow morning or something.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I've got, like I said, I've got all the fish, the coho and the kokanee and the halibut is all, it's sitting in the freezer. Rob's still got to come get some, but I don't see him taking too much of it. But yeah, whatever, whatever. I still got some set aside for you.